It's time for our Pawhuska Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Husky head football coach Matt Hennessy. Pawhuska dispatching of Langston Hughes on senior night for a squad that is not full of seniors. No seniors really on that Pawhuska football team full time. Anyway, they beat Langston Hughes 58-0, and all of a sudden, Coach, you're faced with a pretty big one on Friday night against Pawnee.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we've put ourselves in a good position. You know, we still look back at the one we gave away to Tonkawa, but still, we've done the things we need to do, and, you know, this first year and being so young, you know, we did have one senior, you know, Price Perrier. So he actually came out right at the start of the season, provided some good leadership for us. You know, he'll be a state champion wrestler, and just that leadership has been good in the locker room and helped us to move on to where we're at. I mean, now we've got to go to Pawnee out of the, you know, it's our district's kind of funny, you know, when I was at state coaches convention this summer and talking to some of the guys in our district. Of course, I'm new to this class. I'm new to this district, so I didn't know much about it and know much about the teams. And talking to some of the guys, I trust that, man, you're in one of the toughest districts. They said there's going to be, you know, there's going to be a good team left home. And the funny thing about it is we weren't one of those teams that we're talking about. So I guess now there's going to be two good teams left home because we've got a funny, you know, we got Tonkawa's wrapped up first. And Morrison's wrapped up second. So you got us, Pawnee, and Hominy fighting for third and fourth. We actually put ourselves in the best position. We control our own destiny. We win and we're in. We could actually lose and still get in if Hominy loses. If Hominy loses, it puts Pawnee out. As crazy as that is, they'd beat us and they'd be out by points, and then it would come down to points between who got third and fourth. But we lose and Hominy loses, or Hominy wins, excuse me, and we're out. So, you know, yeah, we're just basically approaching, the playoffs have already started, and let's win this one, and we'll move on to the next one.
Talking with Pawhuska head football coach Matt Hennessy, and he already kind of ran down those situations for you. Pawhuska 5-2, tied with Hominy for third place in that district. Tonkawa and Mortison have clinched playoff spots, and it's going to be you guys and Hominy and Pawnee for the final spot. And, of course, you guys play Pawnee, so it's obviously a must-win game for them. It's at home for their senior night. And like you said, didn't really have any expectations to start the season. And all of a sudden, you're kind of faced with a really big one with a lot of expectations. And I know we've talked about that earlier in some of our previous interviews, but you've kind of built up to this spot. And it's got to be fun to play a game with a lot of consequences in week 10 when the air's starting to get cool here.
Oh, it is. Yeah, and the funny thing is, you know, we never counted us out. You know, we were the only ones that probably didn't count us out. We talk, and we said, hey, if things go right and we have some breaks along the way, we can stay healthy. All those things you talk about, coach speak, you know, that you got to do, but they're true. We said, hey, I said from the start, I said, I could very easily see this coming down to the Pawnee game, to seeing whether or not we get into the playoffs, you know. And we've also preached points all along. We've talked about how important it is getting our points and making sure we don't give up too many if we lose and all that stuff, and it could very well come down to a three-way tie also. And then points will matter. If it doesn't end up a three-way tie situation, we put ourselves in a good position there too. So, yeah, we like where we're at. I mean, like you like the fact when all you got to do is control what you do, and you're not sitting around hoping somebody else has to do this or that, and, you know, checking scores the whole game and all that stuff. We just got to take care of business and, you know, win by one point, and we get third place. So that's where we want to be.
And Pawnee, what do you know specifically about them? I know it's pretty early in the week when we record this interview, but what do you know about that club?
I don't know. I've been working on them for a couple of weeks. So, you know, Russell is a great football coach, good friend of mine, and he just does such a great job. You know, they remind me a lot of Morrison. They're not going to make any mistakes. They're going to line up. I mean, they could play the game in my living room. Everybody's in the box. They want to run between the tackles, and they're just going to cram it up in there. You know, people joke about the 3 yards in a cloud of dust offense. I told somebody today, Russell's perfectly happy with getting 2.5 yards. That's fine. And because he knows he can still get it in 4 downs. So, you know, they're going to line up and just try to smash Matthews. They're big up front. Their quarterback does a good job of controlling it. And their fullback and their tailback are both really good runners. We're going to have to tackle well. We're going to have to do what we don't do extremely well, which is play a team like that, because we've got some good athletes, but we're not real big up front. We're so young. And we don't have an overabundance of linemen. So, you know, we're going to have to be a little more creative than some of the teams that have played them. But we think we got a good defensive game plan going in. Offensively, you know, we think we can go score on them. They're good up front. They stop the run pretty well. If they have a weakness, I don't know if they do, but if they do, it'd probably be in the back end, and teams that have thrown have been able to throw a little bit on them, and luckily that's what we do pretty good. So we think it'll be a good game. We're going to have to go execute. It's going to be the team that has the fewest turnovers and makes the fewest mistakes. You know, both teams are obviously going to be excited to play. Both teams are going to play hard. Russell's going to have his guys ready. It's going to be a bloodbath for four quarters. So we're going to play all 48 minutes, and hopefully at the end of the game we're 1 point ahead, and we start getting ready to probably go to Commerce that first round.
Well, Husky head football coach Matt Hennessy, once again, the Huskies going to be taking on Pawnee. Final game of the season win, and they are in for sure as the 3 seed in Class A District 5. They're not necessarily eliminated with a loss, as Coach mentioned, depending on what happens elsewhere. Coach Hennessy, appreciate the time. Best of luck on Friday.
Thanks, buddy.